Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1248. The judge overseeing the trial involving convicted felon Donald Trump's willful retention of classified documents in violation of the Espionage Act refused to hand off the case to a more experienced judge, despite two more senior colleagues on the federal bench in Florida urging her to do so. Two judges called Judge Eileen Cannon shortly after she took on the case. The first one told her the case would be better handled by a jurist closer to Miami's busiest courthouse, which had a secure facility approved to hold the sort of highly classified info which might be used in the case. The second call came from Cecilia Altanaga, the chief judge in the Southern District of Florida, who told Cannon the optics of her overseeing the trial would be bad. Cannon presided over the legal battle between the Justice Department and Trump's lawyers over the classified documents the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago, and although she granted Trump's request to temporarily block federal investigators from using documents with classified markings and appointed a special master to review all 11,000 documents, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed her decisions twice. Cannon, who was appointed by Trump, has little trial experience and has indefinitely postponed the trial and declined to set a date for it to begin, despite the fact that both the prosecution and the defense said that they're ready to begin. If Trump wins the presidential election in November, he could order the DOJ to drop the case. Trump is facing 40 federal charges for keeping classified government documents at Mar-a-Lago and then obstructing the government's attempts to retrieve them. Moving on, the Supreme Court upheld a Trump-era tax cut on overseas investments. The issue was whether the government could levy a one-time tax on investment proceeds that had not been received or realized as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Charles and Kathleen Moore challenged their $15,000 tax bill related to an investment in an India-based company, arguing that there was no income to tax because they hadn't received any payments or dividends from the company. They claim that the tax was in violation of the 16th Amendment, which authorizes Congress to collect taxes on income. The ruling ended a lawsuit that many experts feared could destabilize the nation's tax system. By preserving the current income tax structure, it avoided the fiscal chaos that analysts and economists had warned about. Meanwhile, Louisiana's Republican governor signed legislation requiring public schools to display the Ten Commandments in every classroom. Governor Jeff Landry said this bill mandates the display of the Ten Commandments in every classroom, public elementary, secondary, and post-education schools in the state of Louisiana, because if you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses. Civil rights groups, meanwhile, vowed to challenge the law in court. The organizations called the new law blatantly unconstitutional. And finally, Donald Trump will get the final word in his debate with Joe Biden. Although Biden won the coin toss, he chose to stand on the right side of the stage from the viewer's perspective. Trump then chose to deliver the last closing statement, which means Biden will go first when it's time for closing statements at the debate. The June 27th event will be the first presidential debate between an incumbent and a former president. Their microphones will be muted unless it is their turn to speak. The second debate will be hosted by ABC on September 10th. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.